This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I don't know. Are you? Come on now. Fess up. You must be because you're listening to this radio show. So there you go. You're obviously exceptional as an American. And don't you forget it. Hold on to that notion. Okay, Reverend Al Sharpton, everybody's kissing his ring. On the Democratic side, no Trump for him. No. Make America great again. Yeah, seems to be the motto. It's going around. It's absolutely going around and around and around and around and around. Got a lot of different things going on here in the news. And, of course, today happens to be Friday. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of nice things on Friday, aren't we? It's always that wonderful time of the week, Friday. You know, I tell people, I get to Thursday, and it's all of a sudden, I'm crawling to Friday. And then when Friday gets here, I'm re-energized. It's kind of like, well, I'll give you another week. Come on. No, I'm joshing you. Oh, I'm not offending Josh. I'm kidding you. And whoever is kidding, I don't know who he is. Anyway, but this is how it goes here in the Studio 21. We are in an absolute meltdown of news, economic news. We're talking about that in the last hour. And we're going to be talking about some centralized planning going on in California. Soviet sort of things going on in California. It's kind of interesting. We've been talking about this centralized planning, Soviet-style governance. And a lot of people don't recognize it. It's happening all around them, all around the nation, through regionalism, regional boards and so on, right? Isn't that interesting? Let's see. What's this story here? This was the one, who wrote this story? Oh, you know what? It's Chris Street. It's our old Chris Street. I'm trying to get, he's got to come on the show. You know, he writes these great articles, and all of a sudden it's kind of like, You know, gee whiz. You know, we covered this story. Democrats doubling down on identity politics as the top focus of their 2020 election strategy after polls claim that President Trump got no positive bounce from the end of the special counsel investigation. Well, I think that's a little... I think the bounce is still coming on that one. But anyway, Chris wrote this story for American Thinker. Now, everybody's expounding on it about the identity politics, which is, of course, what we're talking about with the Reverend Al Sharpton. And, you know, his identity politics. But, you know, everybody's a diamond dealer, blood-sucking Jews, that sort of thing. Those are the comments he made. Not, you know, I'm just... Those are his words. That's the way that man rolls. And, you know, if you're white-skinned, shocking, you know, you're automatically privileged and a racist in his mind. It's kind of interesting. I have friends of all different colors. You know, I grew up in California where everybody, we're all kind of a mixed bag of racial and ethnic groups anyway. And you know, it's really funny. I had a guy come out from one of the states. I'm not going to mention which one. This is years ago. And we're in Orange County. I was living in Orange County at the time, and we were going to different places and stuff like that. And we're at one restaurant in Orange County, and he was kind of really uncomfortable. He's a white guy, and he's really uncomfortable because everybody in there, you know, was... You had Mexicans, you had Asians, you had blacks, you had white people, you know. And, of course, he's kind of like going, wow. He said to me, he says, this is so strange because it's almost like an international extravaganza here type of thing, you know. I said, well, what do you mean? I had no idea because I grew up that way, right? I had absolutely no idea what he was even talking about. And he was from a state that perseverates on those sort of things. And I finally kind of got it. I said, oh, I said, you know, well, this is the way it is here. This California, we're from everywhere, and we're everything to everybody, you know. Then we go out and have more Mexican food. he liked the Mexican food. I mean, it really, there's you have to admit, in Southern California, there's some really, really, really good Mexican food places. I mean, really, really, really good. And, of course... Once I know how it is when you're from other states and you come to California and have really good Mexican food, you're on it. You are absolutely on it. Frijoles for you. I mean, really, you can't get enough of it. Then there's these fish tacos, you know, just stuff like that. People kind of go, wow, we got to have that. It's just an explosion of good taste in the mouth. But, you know, it's also a very good way to... bring people together through food, ethnic foods, right? Right. All people have to eat. And it's nice when all people can break bread together. And you don't have to, you know, go to the other room to drink out of the drinking fountain, that sort of thing, from the blacks-only drinking fountain. Yeah, those days are really over. They really are over. But in Al Sharpton's mind, they're not. See, in his mind, they're not that way. And, you know, if you are, I don't care if an Al Sharpton or if you're David Duke or any of these kind of people who perseverate on your skin in identity politics, your days are over. O-V-E-R. And now this is what it portends, I think, this Reverend Sharpton business. And the story that we are covering that came from Fox News, this NAN business. I'm going to get back to this in a second. This NAN business that has been, this conference that's sponsored by Al Sharpton, right? And it's interesting because this NAN thing is, I think, a thing of the past. And this is perhaps what is happening to the Democratic Party at large. That ultimately, identity politics is going to destroy them. I really believe that. I really believe that the identity politics that they promulgate is done. It's over with. That's just me, you know. Because what's happening right now is you're seeing everybody, and this is the point. This is Sharpton's National Action Network. See, this is his convention that he has that always talks about racism in America, because everybody's racist to him in his mind. And therein lies my comment about food, of all things, and about people who perseverate on race. Your days are over. I really believe that. I really believe that we are becoming such a culture and society where, well, you can look beyond race and racism. But if you want a hot topic and you want to draw attention to yourself to justify your existence and get money, then you throw out the race card. I think we're quickly coming to a society in which that is gone. That's leaving us forever. Because everybody's from different places anyway. And assimilation is working regardless of what people say. And we're going to mix assimilation in this country with what? Free market capitalism. Where people can have their own identity and self-worth based upon their work. That will be their new identity. Just typical Americans walking down the street and going in the Mexican restaurants. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. I'm sorry, I lost track of time with all the loud screaming at me. It's a crazy trade. And you're on it. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard to that wonderful kingmaker, Al Sharpton.
Oh, no.
We can't have that. We can't have the racist kingmaker. Sorry. Sorry, guys. No racist kingmakers for you. I'm just saying, don't you think that's just kind of an odd thing that we have these racist kingmakers? Nothing like a racist kingmaker for you. Okay. Judge orders more California agencies to act like DMV and register voters among clients. This has been something that's been brewing. Let's see, Walters. California politicians disrespect our rights. Yeah. What's new? Push for ID. I'm looking at, this is all reality. This is the knockoff Steve Frank's California Political News and Views. We sometimes dive into Steve. He used to come on the show all the time. We need to maybe reassociate ourselves with Steve Frank. He's got an article in here. California Republicans need to be as strategic as Wisconsin Republicans to win. Okay, let's figure this one out, especially with a dead party known as the California Republican Party, who it turns out to be Trump haters. Just to let you know, those of you that are really into Donald Trump and like Donald Trump, guess what? The California Republican Party says, oh, no, we hate him. Just lining up the Trump haters from California Republican Party. That's sad. I mean, but, you know, that's true. Jim Brulte and the folks, you know, yeah, they've just led everybody off the cliff. But that's okay because they don't want association with Donald Trump. As the And, of course, this is not the feeling of the Californians that I know in the Republican Party at all. They're totally at odds with the leadership there. But the leadership doesn't want anything to do with Donald Trump. That's pretty obvious because they put in a patsy as their president for the Republican Party there. Says the California Republicans. Oh, so this is their play on things that they need to be as strategic as Wisconsinians. I'm sorry, I love Wisconsin. I've been there a couple times. Says the Republican candidate for Supreme Court in Wisconsin a few days ago was outspent by 14-1. The Democratic Party was looking forward to taking control of that body. The Republicans were demoralized. They had just lost the governor's office and more. It was expected the leftist Democrat would win. The strategy of the Democrats, call all Christians and people of faith bigots, just like Sacramento Democrats do. The difference is that the Republican leadership in Wisconsin fought back, went to the churches and denounced the bigotry of the Democrats. It was a grassroots effort. In California, when we have you here, he doesn't... There's an edit that's needed there, Frank. Steve. It says, in California, when you hear loud and clear a defense of Christians by Republicans, when have you heard loud and clear a defense of Christians by Republicans? Instead, we hide from the charge. Silent. Instead of standing up for the results of the Trump administration that has created lower taxes, historically low unemployment for minorities, and yet our leadership tells us not to mention the Trump name. Okay, well, see, you get my... He's saying the same thing. This is the blogging he does before the article about this. Confusing? We have a Republican president who's done so much for our economy, yet so-called GOP leadership wants us to say nothing to promote the great economy. Now, this is what he should be reading, the California GOP leadership, but also the national leadership as well, because they don't like him either much, do they? People of faith are a tremendous backbone to the GOP, yet some want us to stay away from them for fear of being called bigots, yet want those good folks to register as a Republican and help our candidates donate to the party, but not run for office because they are people of faith. And the left will say, we are bigots if we support someone of faith. Glad the Republican Party in Wisconsin wants everyone to support them and not afraid to have candidates for office that have a foundation in faith we can learn from the other states. That's absolutely true, 100%. Now, enter New California. We revel in the fact of our faith is a part of our life and a part of what we're doing. We revere the founding fathers and their strong Protestant Christian faith for creating this country with that in mind. We make no excuses. And to those in the California Republican Party, shame on you. Shame on you. Ultimately, you're going to go the way of the Reverend Sharpton for your bigotry. Yeah. Because you don't like guys like me because I'm a Christian. You don't. I know that. I get the word. Paul, you need to clean up. No, I don't. You don't like me because I'm a Christian. And that's a form of bigotry, folks. It's not just me. Steve Frank's pointing it out right here. And everybody, listen, everybody that's out there that doesn't like the California Republican Party, you're more than welcome to come over into New California. Absolutely. And Democrats, too. You know, we, listen, because of this bigotry and this shaming that goes on in the California Republican Party, you know, you have rolled over as a Republican Party in California to the other side. You've become part of the monoparty system. And, of course, that's just the whole thing, that the whole thing that's led everybody. You get these Republicans, honest to goodness. You say, well, listen, you can't pray. We don't want you to pray in before your meetings. You can't do that stuff. None of that. And none of this Jesus Christ business. No. You can't have that. They tell you this stuff. I was in a meeting the other day, and I was told, in no uncertain terms, and my fellow other people, about what we can and say cannot say it in our presentation. Right. That worked really well for me and the other people, right? And, of course, we denounced that comment to us, and we said what we were going to say. And everybody loved it. It was. I'm telling you, there's one person in the room of over 100 that didn't like it, and it was the person who told us not to say things about God and Christ. And we said it, and people were loving it. People were loving it in the meeting. Yeah, the leadership is the problem in the California Republican Party, and it's gone forever, folks. It is gone forever. You're not going to get it back. It's too well controlled and manipulated by the powers that be in the monoparty system. The dictatorship is here in California. It's ensconced, and they've used religious bigotry as a tool, as a weapon. And yet, you know, here in Wisconsin, they turned everybody upside down on this one. When the liberals started to come after these guys, they went. There was a backlash, and that's the way it should be. That's the way it is in New California, I might add. We don't tolerate any of this. We want a Republican form of government. That means we do want Democrats, yes. We want people who want to form a Republican representative government, because right now in California, you don't have the representative government. It's not here. One party, a democracy, rules in California. This is the difference between a republic and a democracy. California is a democracy. It's not a republic any longer. And that's why New California is here. Because we are going to be a republic. People of all political stripes are welcome. And face are welcome. Anyway, bigotry? Not so much. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Here we go!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, we're back. Boy, lots of S white going on there. Yeah. And what was the name of that song? Oh, phone lines. We're going to open up the phone lines. I'm asleep at the switch. Okay, I've been nursing several cups of coffee. Agenda 21 Radio coffee. It's delicious. And it's strong. It's man style. No sissies here. No sissies for you. Yeah, and we just ordered a whole bunch of the new California State cups, by the way, which are brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. About time. Man, we had an order that came in. It's kind of difficult to get these orders down right for cups. And, you know, ceramic cups, you know. And the shipping guy, I really have to test the company that made them, shipped them wrong, and like half of them were broke. And I mean, like, I can't take this. It was a lot of money. I said, no, we got to get this back. So getting that whole thing straightened out and everything, taking some time, but we're getting there. So we're going to order some Agenda 21 radio cups too. So you might be able to pick some of those up. Anyway, here it is, piping hot back into my grubby little hands, and into your hearts we come. And okay, so this whole thing about loud economic boom going on in Los Angeles has really got some people, well, excited, if you know what I mean, this big economic boom. And we were reporting on that one. That's another big story going on out there. Will this be the thing that helps save California from itself? I kind of doubt it. I really do. I really, really doubt it. It's not going to be helpful for California in the long run. And, of course, that's very disconcerting, if you will, I know, that for many Californians. For the old Californians, the new Californians, not so much. We're happy as clowns about it. Okay, this is something that's coming up. Soviet-style central planning comes closer in California. Comes closer in California? It's here. It's been here for a long time. This is by Richard Coleman, exclusive to the California Political News and Views. All right. I hate to tell Richard this has been here a long time, but it involves a bill in California's legislature. Ah, the sponsor of the bill? Oh, no. It's Scott Wienus. I'm sorry, Wiener. Wiener. I lost my head, if you know what I mean. It says, Soviet-style, this is from, this is the connect the dot to Steve Frank again. Newsom, Rendon, Atkins, and their Sacramento minions do not look at the founding fathers that is sexist, according to them, for guidance in governance. Instead, they look toward Hugo Chavez, Fidel Castro, and the Russian thugs on how to control the population via taxation, job-killing regulations, and dumbed-down education. Now, by the way, this has been going on a long time in California, right? They're also trying to take away health care coverage for 180 million Americans by creating a single-payer program run by government. Health care will be totally run by bureaucrats, not health care specialist professionals. Hey, hello, I need a vasectomy. Can I get one? No, not you. Well, not the way we do vasectomies for you, homeboy. No, we're bureaucrats. When we talk about a vasectomy, we don't talk about a vasectomy. We talk about everything gone for you. Live your life and enjoy it, right? That's a man-style joke anyway. No man spreading here. The bill, Senate Bill 50. Now listen to this. You're not going to believe this. The bill, SB 50, would compel local communities to construct high-density housing within one quarter mile of a frequently used bus stop or one half mile of a train station. The sponsor of the bill is State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco. Break out the chaps and hug your buddy. Wiener's bill would allow developers to construct high-rise, high-density housing in transit-rich areas. Okay, well, this is right out of... Look, we've been talking about this for a long time. This is Agenda 21. That's all this is. This is right from the playbook of United Nations Agenda 21. Been going on as a planned program. By the way, if you really want to take a look at where all this started, it's called the Perfect Communist City. Look it up. The Perfect Communist City. I believe 1962-ish, maybe sooner, came out of the University of Moscow. Soviet style. Yeah, Soviet style. Keyword, operative word, Soviet. Soviet, right? Right, SCAG, Southern California Association of Governments, ABAG, huh? Yuck, yuck. See, this stuff, by the way, the central planning business, through all of our different regional organizations throughout the state of California and now the United States, which has been brought to you by, you got it, the Soviet Union. The Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. It's right out of Marx, right out of Lenin, right out of all of those people. It's governance without representation that's brought you this. And they aim to bring it to you. And they're doing it already right now. It's stack and pack housing. ABAG, as an example, down in the Bay Area, Orange County's popping up all over the place. They're building all these stack and pack housing. All the old military bases like El Toro and down there by the LTA. Lighter than air, the lighter than air, the blimp base, you know, where the hangars are, the big hangars that are historical. They're historical, and they're not going to be torn down, but they're collapsing because, you know, they're just going to let it decay down. Because they need sack and pack housing in high density, right? And so they want to bring in all these rails, and it requires trains and build it. So, in other words, all these high density housing things brought to you by Scott Wiener. Now, he's a real work. He's the guy who's the pedophile guy. You know, if you're 10 years, if you want to have sex with a minor, and let's say you're 20 years old, well, you can dip into the minor pool at age 10, and you won't be considered to be a sexual offender. It won't be a crime. That's the law this guy proposed. And then he backs away from it when confronted, by the way. I know the stories, Mr. Wiener. And boy, is he a work. He's taller than Gavin Newsom, and boy, he is a strapping guy in his leather straps with his buttocks showing. It's a bad, bad visual. Wiener's bill would allow developers to construct high-rise, high-density housing in transit-rich areas. Under the bill, local communities would lose the power to determine building heights, housing density, houses per acre, and zoning, just to mention a few. So you local communities getting screwed again by central government because it's here, monoparty politics. Once signed into law, your city council can cut ribbons and pass resolutions. Protecting the standards and quality of your community will be up to the folks who never even visited or lived in your town. That is the Soviet model of government. That's correct. That's why we are known as the California Soviet Socialist Republic now. No more California Republic. Oh, God, no. There's no representative government here. It's all centralized. Monoparty system, get it? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all
all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Wow, where does the time go?
Uh-huh. Where does the time go?
We're having more fun than we should be. Rush Limbaugh, you say. We're having more fun than we should be allowed to have, right? It's Friday. 215-867-8255 is the call-in number. I'm going to get to that in a second. Yeah. Soviet-style governance in California. It's all here. It's all here. Enjoy it, right? Right. Let's see. Tucker Carlson. I love Tucker. I'm sorry. I am a fan. Right? I am a fan. He's got some things to say about Ocasio-Cortez. And anytime he says stuff about her, I'm listening. And so should you, right? White House negotiating with Democrat lawmakers to raise the gas tax. What the? Don't do a George Bush on us. Come on. No gas tax for you. Especially out here in California. We're just getting, follow the California lead, right? Is that what's going on here? I hope not. I absolutely hope not. So, people are in a tither about Ocasio-Cortez. I don't know why. She's just nonsense. And, you know, we're finding out she's been recruited to be the person there. And the talent show is what it is. She is a crisis actor. And she's in Congress. They've taken it to the extreme. You need a crisis actor for your shooting? Yeah, bring in 30, 40, 50 people, and they all have to sign non-disclosure agreements.
The 2020 presidential campaign is already well underway. On the Democratic side, there are dozens of candidates in the race and possibly dozens more to come. On the Republican side, there's just the incumbent president. Everyone assumes he wants to be reelected. Most presidents do. But what if Donald Trump had decided he's had enough? Too many investigations, too much nastiness, too few upsides. It wouldn't be a crazy conclusion. How'd you like to spend your 70s locked in the White House? So let's say Trump had decided he wants to lose in 2020 and get back to his old life. How would he do that? Let's see. He might start by proposing more than $500 million in Medicare cuts. That's something that nobody outside the Libertarian Symposia circuit really wants to see. So you'd do that. Then he'd slash funding for the E-Verify program. That would allow companies to keep hiring illegal alien labor in violation of a key campaign promise. After that, he'd announce for bringing in even more low-skilled workers. That would push down the wages of the people who voted for him, the most vulnerable group in the country. Finally, he'd release a bunch of drug dealers back onto the streets right in the middle of the worst drug epidemic in history. And he'd continue our pointless military intervention in Syria, which in no way benefits the United States. If the president did all that, the message would be very clear. He has no idea what he ran on in 2016. He just wants out. But let's say voters still didn't get the message. Maybe they were too distracted by the Russia hoax to notice. At that point, you'd have to do something really extreme to get their attention, something so mindless and counterproductive that there's literally no way you could get reelected after doing it. You'd raise gas taxes. And in fact, the administration is proposing just that. According to news reports, the White House is negotiating with Democrats to hike taxes on gasoline in order to fund, quote, infrastructure. This is one of those ideas that everyone in Washington loves. It costs them nothing. They're too rich to care what gas costs. And by the way, they don't drive. But if you live outside the coastal cities and you're not rich, higher gas prices are a disaster. They hurt you immediately. That's always true. Anything that raises the price of gasoline, whether it's the Green New Deal or some new tax scheme promoted by a fake conservative think tank, crushes the weakest in our society. Normal people hate it. Many of those people voted for Donald Trump the first time. It's nuts. And it's not like there aren't other smarter, less regressive options if you want to raise money. There are many of them. We could roll back some of those 2017 tax cuts, which went overwhelmingly to high earners and big companies. We could tax the billions in remittances flowing from the United States to the rest of the world. Remember that idea? We could tax carried interest like the income it so obviously is. We should do that anyway, just on principle. We could even tax capital gains like we tax salaries. Mitt Romney might finally pay the same rate as your dentist, and that would be satisfying. And then we could get creative. How about an 80% tax on all lobbying produced by former members of Congress? That's a good one. How about an iPhone tax? Or how about a tough new tax on a trillion-dollar Seattle-based internet retailer whose entire business model depends on using public roads to deliver their packages? Companies like that have put an awful lot of American businesses out of work. They clog our roads. Why aren't they paying for infrastructure? We could go on. Plenty of obvious ideas out there. Hiking taxes on working-class rural people is not on the list, unless you secretly want to retire early. In that case, if you're really sick of the job, go with the gas tax.
Well, listen, I got one better for you. They're taxing you by the mile out here. Yeah. And they're going to put these devices on your cars and tax you by the mile. But, you know, would that be a mistake for Trump? Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to fund infrastructure, so we're going to put a tax on everything. Like, we need another tax. Right? We don't need no other tax. We don't need no tax for you. Heck no. No, we don't need that. But, you know, remember George Bush, read my lips, right? Remember that? Maybe you don't. Some of you don't remember that. But that's very true. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. Where is the time going? Time for more Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Wake up. Wake up, America. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Gosh, get that. What's going on out there with the sound?
It's bothering me, this music. It's too heavy, too heavy.
Anyway, okay, so welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I did get myself a cup of coffee, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's a wealth of, what could I say? It's wonderful to have all this coffee in your coursing through my veins at this point in time. And so we are going to be perky, absolutely perky. That's what's going to happen. Okay, so anyway, talking about various and sundry things is one of the things we always do here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're going to be talking about New California in the next hour. A lot about New California. We've got a lot of things going on. And keeping you abreast of what's going on, the convention is going to be May. Are you ready for this? May 17th and 18th, and we've got quite a lineup for you. We got a lot of stuff. We're actually going to be passing some legislative things and getting a lot of work done about that. That's going to be something really building here. So anyway, stay tuned for that. Visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, for all the latest updates we're going to be having this Sunday, by the way. We have our traditional first and third conference call open to the public. You're more than happy to call in on that. And we'll get the numbers for you in the next hour. Definitely do that. But you can go to the website, and on the website, the front page down at the bottom, it says conference call. So this Sunday, 7 o'clock Pacific time, if you want to find out. Now, listen, I know there's a lot of states that are participating with us in New California, especially in Illinois. The New Illinois group out there really, really, really going at it. And, of course, New Nevada and all these other places. There's going to be New Hawaii. They're going to be working on that one. Some folks are going out to visit those people in Hawaii to create a new state. There's going to be a new Aloha state. Wow. Because guess what? Even Hawaii suffers from urbanization. The urbanoids are out there. They're not like hemorrhoids. They're called urbanoids. Right. Anyway, they're going to take care of those. People. Just thought I'd throw that one at you. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Sunday is coming up. We will be at station at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for Sunday for some of your comments and so on. And you can call in. We'll give you the 800-9 number to call in on. Actually, try 215-867-8255. We'll open that one up too, though. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.